This isn't Dirty Dancing. I carried the watermelon.
So you carried the what?
I carried the don't you dare. It's in the movie. She carried the watermelon. Baby did. And they were singing this song. Otis was.
Mike Preston. BubbaSun.com. What's up, Mike?
Man, you need to kill Jeremy.
I know, man. I know, man.
I heard Ed snickering in the background. I was like, yeah, Ed they caught on. Come on, watermelon, playing that song. Jeremy, you ought to know better, man.
Just give me the winners.
Mike, the Baltimore Ravens taking on the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm going to ask you a question that Joe put together for today's show. Does Cincinnati's desperation and the need to win now concern you a little bit for this game?
No.
All right.
Because
next question.
Here's the thing for me. If you can't run the ball and you can't stop the run, you're probably not going to win. And they can't do either one of those right now. And that's why the Ravens are favorites going into this game. So they can have all of that incentive. It's an AFC North game, rah, 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 rah. Hey, you got to be physical. It's a physical game. It's football. And I don't see with the Bengals.
I don't think the Bengals either. They give up 145 yards a game. The Ravens, on the other side, only give up 58. I don't think the Bengals can run against the Ravens, as you said. I think the Ravens are going to have a huge day on the ground. Therefore, they're going to eat the clock up, dominate time of possession. I think they walk away with this game pretty easily.
Well, the only thing that they have is a quick strike offense.
Mm-hmm.
They got Burrow, they got Chase, they got Higgins. They can get up and down the field. But, hey, man, when your offense is sitting over there on the sideline and you're watching the game, that's a tough sell. And Joe Burrow is not Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning is one of the few guys who had a pass rush on the other side, but he didn't have much of a defense. But he could score points. Joe Burrow is not Peyton Manning, and it ain't even close. So I agree with you, Ed. I'm with you.
You can't score from the sideline. That's where he's going to be most of the game.
Well, to be fair, there's only one Peyton Manning, you know, the greatest quarterback of all time. So kind of hard to match up with him.
Hey, Jeremy, no words from you, watermelon man.
Hey, man, just give me the damn report card already. What do you got? Are we getting A's, C's, D's? What's on it? Hey, you mentioned a quick strike, and again, how do you think they defend Ja'Marr Chase? Because obviously when you look at that offense, he's got to be the guy you're most worried about.
Well, that's why they went and drafted the guy number one, quarterback, Wiggins. All right? And believe me, he's going to have some problems because he's still a hands-on guy. You watch him play, he's back in college at times. Likes to get very physical, knowing that you can't do that anymore in the NFL. But he has the speed. And that's something that Marlon Humphrey found out a couple years ago. Remember when Chase just kept surpassing him and running 40, 50 yards? But they finally got a speed guy. And I think he'll be okay. I mean, that's the guy I would match up with him because he's already matched up with some of the best receivers out there in the first two games. So we'll see what happens, but at least they have this guy now. Brandon Stevens is not that guy. Their safeties, they aren't those kind of guys that can match up with the speedsters. So they have them now. So that's a good matchup going into the game.
Mike Preston joins us, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Mike, Mark Andrews, lots has been said about him not having a lot of targets. Even Lamar Jackson chimed in this week and called him a team player. But we know how Harbs does. Whenever negative attention goes to something, he gets rid of that negative attention by doing the opposite. Does Mark Andrews get multiple targets on Sunday?
Early.
Yeah.
Got to get him involved. And, you know, and I wrote about that a little bit this week. He's the only guy that can actually demand the ball. I mean, likely he had a good year last year, but not there yet. Flowers can be there. Aguilar, he's on the downside of his career, so there's really one guy, you know, one diva you got to take care of. That's Mark Andrews. And he'll get taken care of. Remember, we've been through this before where he complained, and then the next game he comes out and five straight targets, boom, 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 boom. Well, I could see that happening again. But, again, they're bread and butter. And to me, it comes down to matchups. Right? The Ravens offense is diversified. All right, they can run the football. But they couldn't do it in the first two games because they were playing against teams who had good defensive lines. All right, then you come out, you play Dallas. They're not very good. Buffalo, they're not very good. Cincinnati's not very good. And going in, you said, this is how we're going to attack this thing, and we're going to run the football. And that should be the game plan this week. And if you don't catch a lot of passes, so be it. All right? But, you know, he will take care of Mark Andrews. You can believe that.
Kyle Van Noy, second in the NFL in sacks behind Aiden Hutchinson. A lot of people credited Clowney with his success last year. What do you think has caused his success? He's looking really good. And because it's not just that. If you go deeper in the stats with the hurries and the hits, he's having a really good season as a pass rusher. Did he just have a rebirth? Was he just in better shape, or was it just scheme? Like, what do you think is happening here at his kind of advanced age?
There's this guy named Chuck Smith.
Yes.
Over there how many years before Chuck Smith came along, did we talk about the pass rush wasn't very good?
Mm-hmm.
3-4 years, 5 years deep, and then all of a sudden he gets there and Clowney's making money again, and then Kyle Van Noy is the guy. It's the coach.
Yeah.
He teaches the techniques, and you go out there and watch training camp and you watch this guy, he doesn't stop teaching. I mean, he's always up in their faces, working technique, different drills, and, you know, I just go out there and watch him because I think he's incredible.
You know, it's funny, Mike. I had dinner with Michael McCrary years ago talking about the pass rush, and we got into football and pass rushing. He said he wanted to teach hand fighting because it's so much more to pass rushing than just what it looks like. They resisted, apparently they finally gave in because that's exactly what's going on here. I'm glad you answered it that way.
Yep, and you know, Mike was the kind of guy, you know, they have that fighter jet stuff going on around the league where they're teaching these guys to move hands real quick and leverage. The Ravens didn't have that. And you are correct. Mike McCrary wanted to come back, but the Ravens kind of said, nah, we don't want that.
Yep.
Well, they needed it.
Yeah.
And now they got it. They got it.
All right, love man. Who wins this game and why? What's your score?
Well, the watermelon brother here says,
Jesus.
The Ravens win. They'll put up 33, 34 points. They'll beat them 34, 21, 23, something like that.
You got to beat down two. I got 27-17. Ed, you have?
31-17.
Jeremy?
I don't remember. What did I have?
27-23.
27-23.
You didn't write it down?
Why would I?
You got me.
You going to remember?
You don't remember.
I'm writing it down now. 27-23.
Mike Preston, are you going to Cincinnati?
Yes, I got to get away from as far away from Jeremy as I can.
Get some of that nasty-ass chili, Mike. That sweet-ass Skyline chili.
Good thing about Skyline chili, it looks the same going down and coming out.
Okay, guys. I'm out, man.
Mike, have a good one, man.